Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Technical product manager John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred with us again today, offering a little more on the philosophy of Westbred and the emphasis on yield that Westbred believes in.
We want to give those high-level producers as much potential genetic gain as they can get out of that seed and let them manage the rest of it, because they are the high-level managers and the guys that are really going to have their feet in the field every week, looking for insects, looking for diseases, looking for levels of fertility that may need to be adjusted as you go through the season. We're not trying to create a variety that has resistance to every disease, has resistance to every insect, that produces massive amounts of forage early in the season for grazing potential. We're looking first and foremost at genetic gain.
Thanks, John. You can learn more at westbred.com.
Well, today's cattle futures continue to go lower. Really disappointing week here, down all week long pretty much. October live cattle were 32 lower at 123.42. The December's down 57 at 128.22. The February's down 87 here at 132.02. The cash trade this week looks like it's going to be like 123 and 124, steady to maybe a dollar higher on the high end for the week. Box beef at midday was down 313 at 329.45. Select down 92 at 295.53. So that's the first bid. You know, Labor Day is typically a peak demand here, and we start tapering off after that. So that's kind of what we're seeing reflected in the box beef prices. Feeder cattle are down $1.50 here today at 154.25. October's down $1.52 at 157.72. November feeders 210 lower at 159.12. We're still a little ways off the gap from back in June. If you look at the September feeders, there was a gap. That gap was down about 151.22, and we're currently about 154. So $3 away-ish now from filling that gap. And pretty big sell-off from the high. The high back on August 23rd was about 169.52. So about $15 sell-off in the feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Today's grain futures market ended up really strong for the corn and bean market, a little bit weaker on the Chicago and Kansas City wheat and stronger on the Minneapolis wheat. But December corn up 7.5 at 517.5. The beans are up 15 to 16 cents, with November up 16 at 12.86.5. Chicago wheat, December down 3.75, 688. Kansas City East down a quarter at 682.5. July was actually up 3 cents at 688. And East Minneapolis up 6.25 at 878.75. The cotton futures today ended up 67 in October, up 28 in East, December at 93.50. We had a USDA report at 11 a.m., which I actually thought was a bearish report, but it rallied following that. The corn yield was 176.3 bushels per acre, so that's an increase over last month's 174.6, one point 1.7 bushels an acre higher, and higher than the average guess. And that put total production at 14.996 billion bushels, about a 240 million bushel increase there on the corn production. And then the soybean yield was 50.6, that was 0.6 bushels per acre higher. Total production 4.374, which was about 40 million bushels higher than where they predicted last month.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.